bringing it back to Dr. Sky at Rosie on the House. Dr. Sky, radio and television personality, expert on all things astronomy, space, aviation, and weather. Always a mind-bending conversation.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. How can, if people don't get up at 3 a.m. for your show, how can they capture it? Your website's pretty dynamic.
Well, thank you. Great question. Just go to drsky.com, and you'll see the KTAR icon right to the right. You can listen to the last 3 years of shows. And, you know, quick story on that. We got started doing this because for so long I've been doing shows, and naturally we have a lot of other stations around the country that we do this on. But I used to do this thing called the Dr. Sky Minute. And a lot of the radio stations around the country had taken that, you know, as a feature with a sponsor in it. So the good folks at KTAR and talking to other folks there, they said, you know, this would be an interesting opportunity. And there's that time slot, Rosie, intentionally. You know, a lot of people laugh. They go, 3 o'clock in the morning, good luck. So you can go on to DrSky.com, hear it. But it was done, as you know, and if they haven't heard it, in a pre-recorded way so that when you go outside, we can tell you exactly what satellites are coming by at that time. And
that's cool. That's cool.
And thank you.
All right. So what is this thing going on with Mars right now? We're on a collision course with Mars?
Well, hopefully not, because we want to land there first. But seriousness first, when we look into the sky, Mars comes to opposition every 2 years almost, every over 700 and some odd days. But what's happening, that is, this next week into the end of the month, is Mars is coming closest to us than it has in years, not as close as it did in 2003, but by the end of the month of May, Mars will be some 46 million miles away. Now, that doesn't mean a lot to most people, and believe me, you can look into the southeast around 9:30 at night, and you'll see this big orange ball of light. That's incredible, because Mars doesn't really get that close to us. And what you'll see, Rosie, is that's the primary object in the southeast. To the lower left is Saturn, about 850 million miles away. Mm. And directly below that, forming this beautiful triangle, is a star called Antares. And if you translate its name, Ante meaning before or against, Ares or Ares, the god of war, it means the rival of Mars. So Mars is close to its own rival, forming a beautiful triangle. And if you look in the telescope, Rosie, and we're going to be doing this tonight at the Lost Dutchman State Park, our little mini Mars Madness night at 8 o'clock out there.
Is that open to the public?
It sure is. I mean, we donate all the proceeds to the park. They charge $7 per car. And I want to make that clear. People said $7 per person. Well, of course, we all think that would be worth it, too, to see these things. But $7 per car.
Okay.
We donate this to the Lost Dutchman State Park. And, Rosie, that'll be a beautiful night tonight at 8 o'clock. But if you're not there and you're still looking into the southeast, follow this as to what's happening over the next week. So simply in a small telescope, I'm watching every night that I can. I see Mars. I can see what they call the polar hood, which is just around one of the polar caps. You can actually watch and see under fairly decent magnification, not something out of this world. You know, most people who have a small telescope already know this. But I'm watching various features on Mars, and you can actually, over the course of an hour, see the things moving because
wow.
It's turning. So that's a beautiful sight. So that's hot. Tonight, if you look straight up in the south, wow, Rosie, we got a moon that's just past first quarter, and the planet Jupiter will be just right next to the moon, making that look ethereal. How about that word this morning?
There
you go. It's beautiful stuff. So we have so many more, you know, wonderful things that we can talk about.
Well, and you were talking about Lost Dutchman State Park. Y'all are in the process of now building the Dr. Sky Solar Trail. What's that about?
Well, this is fascinating, and I'm honored to be part of this. The Friends of the Lost Dutchman State Park, in accordance with the park, have gotten together and said, you know, for all the programs that we do for education there, and a lot of other people do programs there too, but in this case, the proposal was, let's design about a one-mile-long solar system trail. So in the center, what we're envisioning, and this isn't absolute concrete, and literally, we're probably going to have to do something in concrete. We'll probably have like a 1 foot in diameter ball of concrete, which is the sun. Around that, we're going to be building a human sundial, which is kind of cool. So if you step on the little markers, you then have the opportunity to see your shadow cast, and the time will be accurate. That'll blow most people's mind.
Okay, all right.
From there, We're going to do a scale solar system on a mile distance all the way out to, I hate to say the word, dwarf planet Pluto. I always believe it should be a planet. That's a whole other show. But we're going to be building that. And isn't that awesome, Rosie, that people can actually go to a place in the future and see. And look, I'll do the big plug, because who doesn't love that state park? It's just, it's got the most incredible backdrop with the beautiful mountains. You know, I was originally from back east 29 years ago. And, Rosie, we never had that. We had a New York skyline, which can be considered interesting.
Interesting.
But this is just, again,
at the foot
ethereal.
Of the superstitions.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. You know, it's just a fascinating place, as are so many places in Arizona.
So, Dr. Sky, in our last minute here, we've got an event you'll be speaking at. You're the featured speaker, The Secret History of America's Sky Planes. It's May 24th, 6:30 to 8:30. It's at the Arizona Heritage Center, which is the Arizona Historical Society headquarters and museum. You'll be in that beautiful gymnasium. And in 30 seconds, what are we going to take away from that presentation?
I want to talk about the history of the great pilots that flew America's spy planes. And there's a lot of stories that are so incredible. The U-2, the SR-71, the secret plane called the A-12, which came before the SR-71. And we may even have a couple of surprise pilots that flew those airplanes on at this particular show. That's our hope. But in the least case, Rosie, we continue the education from astronomy, space, aviation, and weather. I'm going to thank you and Jennifer and Romy for taking the time to even bring me into your show. It's an honor, and I really thank you and the listeners.
Well, we love having you. It's $10 to the general public, $9 to Arizona Historical Society members. And to get tickets, call 480-929-0292, or I'm sure you can find information at drsky.com. Thank you, Dr. Sky.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.